Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Yud Zayin and Simen Kuf Yud Ches. Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Dine Birchas Hashonim, the halachas of Birchas Hashonim. Sif Aleph. Birchas Hashonim Tzorech Loimer Ba, Bimos HaGashomim, V'Sein Tal Umotor. In Baruch Aleinu, in the winter months, we say V'Sein Tal Umotor. U'maschil Nishol Motor B'chus Lo'aretz, B'tfilas Arvis Shal Yom Shishim Achat T'kufas Tishrei. In Chutz La'aretz, we begin to say for Saint Talamot Levracha in Mariv, day 60 after Tekufas Tishrei. V'yama Tekufa hu b'chal hashishim. The day of the Tekufa is part of that 60. U'be'eretz Yisrael, whereas in Eretz Yisrael, maschil l'shol milel zayin v'machesven. They begin to say for Saint Talamot Levracha on the night of the 7th of Cheshvan. V'sharilin at filas hamincho shall erev yom tefrishin shall pesach. We continue to say v'sein talmud levocha up until mincho erev pesach. U'misham ve'elich poskim l'shol. From that point on, we don't say it anymore. When we get to chol hamoed davening, we say v'sein brocha. Mishnah Berurah sifkon aleph hashonim hanusach v'sabeinu mituvecha. The nusach is to say v'sabeinu mituvecha that Hashem satisfies us from your goodness. Ubesidra Ari Kosov Mituva. But in the Sidra Ari it's written Mituva. Sifkan Bez Mitfilas Arvis Ayn Be'er Locha Be'er Locha. Be'er Locha is a discussion about the first day that we start to say it. Do you go Me'es La'es? And it makes a difference of Marv or Shachos or Mincha. Machlok is a person about that. Sifkan Gimel Shayom Shishim. We wait 60 days into the Tekufas Tishrei. Let me to say that this is the Marav of day 60 of the new Tekufa, of Tekufas Tishrei. The Shamash will make an announcement after the Kaddish, before Shemoneh Esrei Marav, Talamotah. B'chdei sheyedu lomo v'sein Talamotah, everyone should know to say v'sein Talamotah. V'im lo hichus, if he doesn't make the announcement, af al pikan yom, you say it anyway, it doesn't make a difference. Sifkon dalat hashishim, kolomim to say, Yom Shenaf Labar Tekufa Mechash Mechal Hashishim. The day that the Tekufa begins is part of the calculation of the 60 days. Afilim HaTekufa Nefels Bechatzi Yomach, Ach Inith the Tekufa begins midday or later in the day. Rak She Ketsas Kodin Lala, as long as it's a little before the evening. So it is going to count for that day. Ula Oilam Shnei Yom and Bein HaTekufa LeHashelam. There'll be a two different difference between the Tekufa and the day we begin to say V'sein Talamotah. Tim Tekufa b'yom Mishon, if the Tekufa begins on Sunday, Hashel b'tfilas Arvis Hashayocha l'yom Dalet. So we're going to begin V'sein Talamotah on Tuesday evening. So if the Tekufa begins on Sunday, it'll be Tuesday Mariv that we're going to begin V'sein Talamotah. Sivkatan hey, ube Eretz Yisrael v'chul. Eretz Yisrael, they begin on Zayin Cheshvan. Why is that? Lefisha Sham Tzarech L'Gashamim. In Eretz Yisrael, they need the rain right away. Lefisha Gavai, whom we call Arzos, it's higher than the other lands, Mashen Kemagol, as opposed to in the diaspora. Ve'onu b'chol Chutz La'aretz Basa B'nei Goyla D'Bav L'Zinan. Wherever we are in Chutz La'aretz, we go by the Golos of Bavel. So we follow the Bavel schedule. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz la'aretz will happen. What happens if someone from Eretz Yisrael is visiting chutz la'aretz or vice versa? In daitu b'sach shana l'achzor, if he intends to return within the year, sha'el kimekomo, he says v'sein talamotah based on the country of his origin. V'im daitu achas shana, if he intends to stay the year, sha'el kamokam shusham, he follows where he is currently located. Afa pi sheyesh lo isha uvanim b'veso, even though he left behind in his home abroad a wife and children, and he intends to return, it doesn't make a difference. Ken kasa pichadish, raviyo pimigadim, so writes the pichadish and cord in the pimigadim. Ubesefe bircha yosef hiskim b'shem kama gedoylim, l'das maraz guta mari molcho. If you look in bircha yosef, the chidah brings, in the name of many gedoylim, to follow the views of maraz guta mari molcho, to call echad yishal k'bnei ha'ir nisabah, that everyone should daven baruch aleinu according to the city where he is. Udlo ka pichadish, I shall not like the pichadish. However, you look in Berhetev, it would seem that they're discussing someone who has no intent of going back to his place of origin. Look in the Chuvist Rashmul and Yad Aaron, which is the source of those opinions. Sivkanvav, Milel Zayin V'chulu, In Eretz Yisrael, they begin the night of Zayin Cheshvan. Ubidiyaved, imlo sha'al machzir naso. If someone forgot and didn't say v'sein talamotah from that point, he'd have to go back. Ve'edoyim la'arv v'shosh chodesh. There's nothing to do or not comparable to marv v'shosh chodesh that he forgets the alviyav when he doesn't go back. D'sham ha'tamishum de'mekadosh nechodesh b'layla. There, the reason is because they weren't mekadosh the new month in the evening. Ken kasev b'sefer b'yichai Yosef. The Bechi Yosef makes this distinction. However, the Sefer Shchol Avram wants to say b'di'evet if he didn't say if he's saying talamot at night, he doesn't go back. However, many achrim disagree, and the halacha is that even if you forgot at Marav, you have to go back. And we continue to say if he's saying talamot all the way up until Mincha Erev Pesach. Kalor meaning to say, ba'ad b'chal, including Mincha Erev Pesach. Ve'en chilek ba'psika ben Eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz. There's no difference when we end. When we start, there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz. When we end, everyone ends at the same time. Se'if beis, yechidim hatzrichim l'motor b'mos hacham. Individuals who need rain in the summer months. Ein sh'arlen asob v'yichas ha'shonim. They cannot ask for rain in Baruch Aleinu. El b'shmeh tefila. They can ask for it in shmeh tefila. Or even a big city like Nineveh, or a whole land, or Ashkaz b'chalal, the whole Spain, or Germany. Kichidim damu, they are like individuals. B'shmeh tefila, they can ask for rain in shmeh tefila. Umiya, however, im be'eretz achas kula tzricha moti mosacham etor b'yochid, if in a place where the whole country needed rain in the summer, and an individual made a mistake, and he said in Baruch Aleinu, v'sein talamotor, imroitza, if he wants, chozim espal b'teras nedava, he goes back and davas in nedava, below she'ela b'yichas shonim, without saying v'sein talamotor in Baruch Aleinu. Avle einu mechuyiv lachsim, but he's not obligated to go back. V'shtabur sifkan ches, ein sholin osam. Individuals who need rain cannot ask for it in Baruch Aleinu if it's the wrong time of year. V'afte isla kamam v'simen kuf yutas, even though we learn in simen kuf yutas. If someone needs parnosa, he could daven for it in Baruch Aleinu. Shani parnosa should daven hatzorach l'kol. Parnosa, in the general form, is something everyone needs. But it doesn't harm anybody else. If the daven for rain, he may need rain, but it's harmful elsewhere, and therefore he should not daven for rain in Baruch Aleinu if it's the wrong season. He could ask for it in Shema Tefila. Here, according to this, that certainly after Zayin Cheshvan we can ask for rain in Shema Tefila. Oh, between Pesach and Tzeres, or between Pesach and Shavuos, in the places that need it. Because even in the summer, when it is considered a klala for rain, we can ask for rain in Shema Tefila if we need it. Kosev Tas, Hadatziba Mutla Spal b'Shema Tefila. That which the tzibur could daven in shmeyat tefila for rain, hainakish mespam balachis. That's only if they daven in the sun shmei nesrei. Aval lo yomer osar shiach tzibur bekol rom, afil b'shmeyat tefila. But in chazar sashat, the shiach tzibur cannot ask for rain in the summer months, even in shmeyat tefila. Uminagenu kahayom, our meaning today, shomer shiach tzibur b'shmeyat tefila. Shiach tzibur will say in shmeyat tefila a tefila for rain. Aval enu oimer v'sein talu motu levchud. He won't just say v'sein talu motu ki im. B'psukim shalashon, so use other psukim and other words. Ukfar nitfas besidum, it's printed in the siddur. U'b'shabbos v'shchoyish v'yontif, on Shabbos v'shchoyish v'yontif, maskir n'yugim amidus, v'oymiz me'at tehillim shalmod kiz besidurim, they'll say yugim amidus and various kapitlach tehillim for rain as brought down in the siddur. Sifkan yudchoyizim espalol, if someone in a place that needed rain didn't say in shmeyat tefila, but rather in Baruch Aleinu, so chayuzim ispal, he goes back and davens again as an adava. Marisha siyem called tefila, so this means he finished the whole davening. And then he realized, vazyachzim ispal ben adava mitchilas tefila, so he goes back and davens the whole davening again as an adava. Vimnizka kodesh siyem, but if he remembers before he ends, lo shaykh loma shiyachzim berchz hashonim ispal ben adava, we can't say at that point to go back to berchz hashonim and daven adava. El yisayim mitchila kol tefila so, he should finish the davening. And go back and do the davening. Because you can't make halfway through your davening on the davening. Sifkan yin alef klal. If he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. Ayin Berlocha, look in Berlocha. Dimlohoy Atsiris Gesham, if it wasn't the time of drought when it wasn't raining, Vishal Motor did ask for rain. But Medina Seinu in our lands, be pacified at Seras, be pacified at Shuas, Serech Medina Lachs on the Spalm, then he Mechuyev to go back and Davin as Nadava. If you take a look at Berlocha Umihu, right on top of the page here, explains what's going on behind the scenes here, because the Mechaber is very brief. He's just saying, you're in a place that needs rain, so you could say for the Shema Tefillah, but don't say in a Baruch Aleinu. But if you say in a Baruch Aleinu, you should go back and Davin Nadava. He explains as follows. Berlocha says, Tam Din Zeh, the pshat behind this halocha, while Pichuva Sarosh, it's based on a Chuva of the Rosh. At Tama, the Rosh asks the following question. Lama ein anu shoylim b'zayin cheshvan. It's a soil. If we need rain in Chutz La'aretz, why can't we ask for rain like Eretz Yisrael from Zayin Cheshvan? Nehi da'anan basu b'nei Bavel garin. It's true. We follow the rules of Bavel. We follow the diaspora based on the goals of Bavel. Hainu b'din min hadinim shacholkin b'nei maravim tamo bavli. That's when there's a machlokes of b'nei Yisrael and tamo bavli, or b'nei Chutz La'aretz and b'nei Yisrael, or in general b'nei Chutz La'aretz and b'nei Yisrael, we follow b'nei Chutz La'aretz. Ma'ashein kein tolu zeh b'tev ha'aretzos. But this has nothing to do with it. Rain has to do with the nature of the land. Sheba Eretz Yisrael ha'yitzrichin l'mata miyad b'zayin cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, they need rain right away, zayin cheshvan. L'chein shalom b'zayin cheshvan. So we say, v'sayin t'lamata, starting zayin cheshvan. U'b'nei Bavel, lo'ho yitzrichin l'gesham ad samich yom achar t'kufa. In Bavel, they didn't need rain for 60 days into the t'kufa. L'chein lo'ho yishoylim ad zman zeh. So they waited till then. V'im kein if so. If you live in a country that needs rain in Cheshvan, so shouldn't you be like Eretz Yisrael? Let's say you live in a place that needs rain in the summer, like Germany. The Rosh writes that they need rain in Pesach and Shavuos. Shouldn't it be the same as the winter in Eretz Yisrael? The Rosh writes that no one accepted what he had to say. He preached this, he taught this, and no one listened. Tachamim didn't buy into it. So the Beis Yosef writes like this. All over Chutz La'aretz, the Yidden were not makabel to do like him. They went like Bavel. But if by mistake someone did say in Baruch Aleinu the same Talmud Levocha and they needed the rain, in Chayav Lachso the spouse, he doesn't have to go back and daven again. He could do it as an adava. This clarifies what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So the Shulchan Aruch is based on the psak of the Rosh who held that you should be able to daven for rain in Baruch Aleinu if you need the rain. And it wasn't Mekubal, they didn't accept it, so we don't. We say it in Shema Kaleinu. But if someone were to say it in Baruch Aleinu, you wouldn't go back. And the fact that the Mechaber stresses if a Yochid makes the mistake, the Berloch goes on to later say, near a Poshet, who did him come at Tzibur? Or Shir Tzibur? It makes no difference. Dafka Yochid. It could be the Tzibur, it could be the Shir Tzibur, who said Talamot, or Gamkin and Chayr Lachsa, the same thing. The Yisod is the same. Based on the Rosh, everyone could daven for rain if you need rain. So the minig is not to, it wasn't Mekubal, but if it happened, if they did it, we wouldn't make them go back because they taka need the rain. Which gets into the shaila of what happens in the southern hemisphere. Here. The southern hemisphere, everything's fakert. So if you would follow the rush, you just go by whatever you need there. And that's what you're doing. There were poskim who said that. Other poskim who said, follow Eretz Yisrael minig, just do what Eretz Yisrael does. And then there are those who give a pshara. And the pshara is like this. All year long, in the second Baruch HaShemona Esrei, they're going to say Moed HaTal. Because in Manav Shach, you're good in the summer, you're good in the winter. They say Moed HaTal Hoya. When they get to Baruch Aleinu, they say the same Baruch Hoya. When you get to Shema Koleinu, in the summer months of the southern hemisphere, which is winter, it's Yisrael, they say the same Talmud of Vocha, it's Yisrael. And in their winter, which is everyone else's summer, in Shema Koleinu, they say the same Talmud Levocha. So that way, they're good according to everybody. Okay. It's like a compromise. All year long, they say, there are those who say this Shem Halef, just say Mor Hatal, say the same Bracha, and in Shema Koleinu, you'll say whatever is appropriate. You're always going to say in Shema Koleinu something. Se'iv Gimel. Im Sha'al Ma'atar B'Mosa Chama, Machzir Nesof, if someone asked for rain in Baruch Aleinu in the summer months, he has to go back. Mishtabur Sifka on your base. Ma'atar. Beit Shaul Talo, whether he said for Talo or not is not the point. The point is asking for rain. That's the problem. Sifkon Yud Gimel Bimos Acham in the summer months. Ayin Le'el V'Sifkon Yud Aleph. Look back, we're all Sifkon Yud Aleph. V'Ayin Ber Halocha, and look in the Ber Halocha. The Im Shaul Motor Achra Chag, if he asked for rain after Sukkos, Av Koidim Shishim Yom De Tekufo, but it's before Shishim Yom, before we're supposed to start. The Medina Satsuchas the Mata Bechisachar, but these are places that need rain at the beginning of the winter. So Chlach was spoke to us. Now he goes back and Davos Minadov, like the Rosh said, that if you ask for rain and you need the rain, but it's still too early to ask for it officially, so you would dive again Betos Nadov. Sifkon Yudal Machzir and Osof, he asked for rain in the summer, he has to go back. Hainu im Akaragal, that means he stepped back. Chayz Rosh Tfil, he's diving again. From the Akaragal, if he didn't step back, Chayz Tchilas, Be'er Hashem, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Even if he's in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, he chapped his mistake. Yachzor gam kein l'tchilas Baruch Hashem, go back to the beginning of Baruch Aleinu. Vayim Baralocha, what happens if he didn't? He just went back to same bracha. So and continues. So he says he's yotzei b'dieved. Siv Dalet. Im lo shal moti mosach geshomim u'machzirin so afi sheshal tal. If he neglected to ask for rain in the winter months, and he mentioned tal, he still has to go back. Tal doesn't help. So if he did ask for rain and left out tal, he would not go back. If he didn't ask for rain when he's supposed to. If you look, right. If you realize your mistake when you finish the bracha, but you have not yet started the kabbish shofar, just say right there, the same talmud of Back in Siman Kuf Yudal, we went to a great discussion about this halacha between brachas and the Be'er Halacha. He says, really, it's better to wait to Shema Tefillah because there are some shittas hold you cannot say between the brachas. Says also to wait for Shema Tefillah. If he realized before he finished Birch Hashanim, so wherever he remembers, the Savior Saint Talmud, but if he realized at the very end, right before he said the bracha, after he says the Saint Talmud, he should repeat, because we always want to say something in the bracha similar to the bracha before the bracha. The Tav Yosef Shiyasa V'Sein Talmud, we can say that really what you should do is just say V'Sein Talmud and continue from there to the end. So if, hey, Im Lo Sha'al Motor, V'Nizkir Kodesh Shema Tefillah, if he forgot to say V'Sein Talmud in the winter, and he realized before Shema Tefillah, Ein Machzir Nesot, don't go back. V'Sho'el B'Shema Tefillah, so he could say in Shema Kolenu. V'Mhoi Lo Tainis V'Tzarech Lo Manenu, let's say it's a Tainis, Yasei Anenu, Yom HaShei Lo Kod Manenu, he should say V'Sein Talmud first, and then Anenu. If he only realized after he finished Shema Kaleinu, Imlo Akar Raglov, if he didn't step back yet, Chayz Lebirchon, go back to Baruch Aleinu. Vim Akar Raglov, if he did step back, Chayz Rosh Tefillah has to have in the whole Shemoneh Esrei again. Vim Hisham Tefillah, so Veinu Ragalom HaTachanunim Achat Tefillah, so if he finished Shemoneh Esrei, and he doesn't usually say Tachanunim afterwards, Afal Pishi Dan Lo Akar Raglov, even if he didn't step back, Ka'akurim Dami, it's as if he stepped back. If he realized after he finished Shema Kolenu, Koidim Shehiskel would say, but he didn't start with say yet. Nira Sha'oim of Saint Talmud of Achach Omer Tse. Machaber says here you would say with Saint Talmud between the brachas and then go on to say rather than go back, because this gets back to Machlekes Rishonim, that could be right in the middle between the brachas is still sufficient to insert, the same way he said by Mashavuch Merdegeshem. So if Katan Tezai, the Shah Bishmet Tefillah. So if he realized his omission before Shema Kolenu, say it by Shema Kolenu. What's the limit to say by Shema Kolenu? The Baruch Shema Kolenu, Koidim before Kiat Shema. Shemusukenis, the Shalbal Kalba Kashuk. So Shema Kolenu is established to ask whatever you want to ask. Ukha the Kamam is Simon Kufi Tess, as we'll say later, Kufi Tess. So therefore, it's certainly appropriate to say the Saint Talmud of Achadim. Avalaskurs Mashav Ruach, but if a person forgot Mashav Ruach, we said over there in Kuf Yudal that if you forgot, you have to go back. Because this is a praise. There's no place in Shema Kolenu which is for Bakoshes. So even though you can make up a Saint Talmud in Shema Kolenu, you can't make up Mashavuch Medegashem in Shema Kolenu. So Kodim Yud Zayin, Kodim Anenu. If you have to say Anenu V'Saint HaLamotu, say V'Saint HaLamotu before Anenu. The She'ela Chamura Me'Anenu, because V'Saint HaLamotu is more serious than Anenu. Dimlo Amara, Machzion Oso, the din is if you forget V'Saint HaLamotu, you go back. Ma'ashen Kim Ba'Anenu, the din Ba'Anenu is if you forget, you don't go back. So Kodim Yud Ches, Ka'akurim Dami. If you don't say Tachanunim, then as soon as you're done, it's as if you step back. V'hu Adin, Imrogel Lo Matachanunim, let's say he does say Tachanunim. V'Siyim Tachanunim, and he finishes Tachanunim. He says, by saying the Yilu Ratzon, he's basically distracting himself from saying any more Tachanunim. The Nishmat Filos is Filos over. Even though he didn't begin Asa Shalom yet. So we say L'Kayin Atzur, that's Tachanunim. And we're still engaged in Shemoneh Esrei. But as soon as we say the Yilu Ratzon after L'Kayin Atzur, it's over. Sifkan Yates, Acha Shechasa. If he chaps after Shmei Tefillah, he didn't start yet, we'd say that he didn't say V'Saint HaMotu yet, say it right there. Let's say he realizes when he says Baruch Atah Hashem before the word Shmei Tefillah, you say L'Dei Nechukach, he should end L'Dei Nechukach. V'Yom V'Saint HaMotu, and then say V'Saint HaMotu, V'Alke Kedah Shemeya, and this is all back. V'Chulu B'Halocha Le'el Simen Kuf Yadav, that's the B'Halocha Chiddush. To avoid this machloik, it's better to end L'Dei Nechukach, and go back and say it there rather than say it in between. Simen Kuf Yud Ches Chasimas Birchas Hashiva. The way we end Birchas Hashiva Shofteinu, Sif Alf Hashiva Shofteinu, Choysen Bo, Melech Ohev Tzedakot Umishpat. The Bracha Hashiva Shofteinu ends Melech Ohev Tzedakot Umishpat. Umarshana Vayorim Kippur, but between Rashonim Kippur, during the Seres Mitshuva, Choysen HaMelech HaMishpat. We just say Melech HaMishpat. The Amar says Miu. If during his Seis Shuva he didn't say Melech Mishpat, but he said Melech Hayetz Dalko Mishpat like always, he doesn't go back. The only time he would have to go back is if during the year he wouldn't mention Melech at all. During the year he says Hakel Oyetz Dalko Mishpat. Now he's supposed to say Hamelech Mishpat, and he didn't say Melech Mishpat. He said Hakel. He'd have to go back. He didn't say Melech. But if we say Melech Hayetz Dalko Mishpat all year long, you don't have to go back. He's mentioned Melech. Finally, come on, Simen Tov Kuf Pebeis. Look ahead and Simen Tov Kuf Pebeis. Mishnah Berurah Sifkad Alch Melech Hohev Chulu. V'im Amar B'Kol Hashana Hamelech Mishpat. What if he said Melech Mishpat Gans Yor? Oh, Hakel Mishpat all year. Yotze, he is Yotze B'Diavad. Sifkan beis hamelech hamishpat b'shnei hayin, both hayes hamelech hamishpat. V'yizar b'zeh, he should be careful with this. Ki yesh om de lo yotza. Some say he's not yotza. Kol mok with the yevanim om melech hamishpat liyachza. But l'mayis, if he said melech hamishpat, we wouldn't make him go back. Sifkan gimel ein tzorich lachzor. If he said melech hayetz dalko mishpat, he wouldn't go back during seis mei tshuva. Ayin b'achrim of the maske. Look at achrim who conclude. Dimniz katoch de dibur. If he realizes immediately, me eis amor hamishpat from the time he said. Melech Yisdoko Mishpat, he chap toch de dibur. Oymer, he should say Hamelech Mishpat, he should correct himself. Gamkin, he should say Melech Mishpat also. Vimla Acha Kedei Dibur, but if he only realizes a mistake after Kedei Dibur, Shuv Lo Yomer, he shouldn't do anything. Vimach Sirenso, and he would not have to go back.